When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2531. It's My Metabolism, Honest, by David Cameron Smith, with LesMills.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But with that, let's get right to the post and optimize your life. It's My Metabolism, Honest, by David Cameron Smith with LesMills.com. Feel like you can gain weight by just looking at a slice of cake? Can't put on weight no matter how much cake you eat? Could it be your metabolism? And how much at its mercy are you? How much is our shape and weight down to a slow or fast metabolism? The actions of exercise on body weight are often small, which can cause people to question their metabolic function. Somewhat counterintuitively, larger individuals have greater resting metabolic rates. This extends to those battling with their weight. Why? Because muscle tissue requires the most metabolism. Bigger people generally have greater muscle mass. When metabolic rate is accurately calculated relative to the amount of muscle, the difference between people is within a range of only 2 to 3%. But scientific studies have also shown that many thin people move a lot. They fiddle, squirm, jiggle, bounce, and shimmy throughout the day and night. All this extra movement is technically called non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT, or NEAT. In simple terms, the extra energy used by unnecessary movement. Although accounting for less than 5% of total daily energy expenditure, it's enough to help keep the bulge at bay. So what exactly is metabolism? Metabolism is the total of all the chemical reactions that are taking place in every living cell of the body. It's our very own life source. Metabolism can be more precisely measured as the amount of oxygen that is burned by the body. Just like a fire, energy from food is combusted with oxygen to power chemical reactions, to generate heat and carbon dioxide. This is carefully controlled, and unlike a fire, the rate of oxygen use is carefully managed by the mitochondria, the small specialist organelles found in cells. As well as fueling the body to provide the energy to keep cells functioning, to allow nerves to fire, blood to flow, and muscles to work, metabolism also generates heat. This heat is also carefully controlled. Human life can only occur within a very narrow core body temperature range, 36.5 to 37.5 degrees Celsius. Above or below these temperatures, immediate life-saving efforts may be required to bring core temperature back up in the case of hypothermia, or down in the case of an extreme fever. So, what is your metabolism actually doing all day? Metabolism changes depending on your energy demands. But here's the thing. Most of your daily metabolic demands come from doing absolutely nothing. If you were to lie on your back in a warm room, the amount of energy used is known as your resting metabolic rate, and it can be as much as 70% of your total metabolic demand. Why is doing nothing so demanding? Because staying alive is an energy-intensive process. In turn, this has a lot to do with managing the body's salt balance. All cells contain low and carefully regulated amounts of salt. But outside the cells, it's as salty as seawater. Because our cells are leaky, they spend a lot of energy pumping the minerals out. What causes metabolism to speed up or slow down? Your metabolic rate increases when you eat or move. Digesting food costs energy, so for several hours after eating, your metabolic rate increases by around 10%. Exercise that increases your metabolic rate by 20 to 30%, such as walking, can be sustained for hours. Going hard and raising your metabolic rate up to 600 to 700% can only last a minute or two. If you sit on the couch and don't exercise, the total metabolic demand might be only 10% of the day's energy use. But for elite endurance athletes, the intense physical demands increase their daily metabolic rate by 300 to 400%. Metabolism does slow with aging, but only very gradually. From our 40s onwards, there is a gradual reduction in resting metabolic rate. Most of this can be traced to the gradual loss of muscle mass. A tiny fraction is due to the actions of hormones such as testosterone and thyroid hormones. These hormones have their greatest effect in helping sustain muscle mass and function. There is another major factor that can slow metabolism: dieting, or any major type of energy restriction, such as fasting. This is the body's way of preserving energy stores and is a vital evolutionary adaptation for surviving periods of famine. The downside is that it makes losing weight more complicated than simply starving yourself. Where do diet and exercise come into this? There are many claims for metabolic-boosting foods and exercise strategies that target metabolism. While spicy foods and protein-rich meals have a short-term and small effect to speed up metabolism, there is only one thing guaranteed to really work: exercise. The double boost of exercise, speeding metabolism and improving muscle mass and function, has many additional health benefits, from improving blood pressure to reducing the risk of diabetes and heart disease to reducing the risk of cognitive decline. Building and sustaining an exercise regimen targeting fitness and power is the best strategy for giving yourself a metabolic boost. You just listened to the post titled, "It's My Metabolism, Honest," by David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Do you happen to know which behavior results in the fewest calories burned? I'll give you a hint. It's between these two options. Option one, watching TV. Option two, sleeping. So again, which of these two options, watching TV or sleeping, results in the fewest calories burned? Ready for the answer? It turns out watching TV burns fewer calories than sleeping. This means that if we had fallen asleep on the couch while watching TV, we would have ended up burning more calories than if we had stayed awake watching that same show. Ah, the mysteries of life. and the mysteries of our metabolisms. Oh, and by the way, when it comes to fidgeting and squirming more throughout the day, what today's author David referred to as non-exercise activity thermogenesis, some studies have found that just by fidgeting more throughout the day, we can burn up to 2,000 extra calories each day. So yes, fidget and squirm, but do be careful about irritating the person sitting next to you while you do it. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.